Lord, give me strength. All right. Hi, my name is Hannah, and I am a grateful believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with anxiety and depression, loving responsibly, and anger. Hi. I was born in North Carolina but raised in Gladesville, West Virginia. To the outside world, my life looked pretty happy and full of love, but our family secret was the verbal and physical abuse from my father. I grew up with a very poor relationship with my emotions because no matter how loud my father yelled or how hard he hit me, I was not allowed to cry. It would make things worse. Crying was a sign of weakness, and my father would not have weak children. Church was my safe place and comfort zone. I started attending regularly with my grandmother when I was 12 and accepted Jesus as my personal savior at 16. Throughout high school, I was that quirky, funny Christian girl who wore fake reading glasses on her head because I thought it made me look super cool. These are real. Ironically. But I now realize that I was using humor as a coping mechanism for the abuse at home. I also escaped in music. That love of music eventually sent me to college. College was an insane journey of self-discovery that involved anything and everything except Jesus. I did discover during that time that I would have time when I would totally shut down and be detached from reality. I also had my first panic attack during my sophomore year. That panic attack was the first of many in the snowball effect that became my life. In 2012, I completely dropped my basket. The panic attacks and depression mixed with my inability to deal with my own emotions and forgetting all about my Savior who loved me reached its breaking point. I ended up in a psychiatric ward for attempting to take my life by taking pills prescribed to help me cope. Now I can't see. Jesus said in John 10:10, "My purpose is to give you life in all of its fullness." After I was released, I went back to school. By this time, I was having 6 to 7 panic attacks a day. I was heavily medicated and it virtually became impossible for me to leave my house because of my irrational fears and paranoia. I would stay in my bed because I was afraid of falling down the stairs and breaking my neck. I wouldn't shower because I was afraid of slipping in the tub and hitting my head and causing me to drown. And I didn't eat for fear of choking to death. I had lost over 35 pounds in about 3 months because of my paranoia. Oh, but in spite of all of that, and only by the grace of God, I managed to graduate college and land a job in my field 1 month after graduation. I still struggled daily with panic attacks, and it affected every aspect of my life. I was extremely depressed and losing hope of ever finding peace. Then in 2012, my friend introduced me to CR. I was extremely hesitant because I had put my relationship with Jesus on the back burner for years, and I had forgotten all about grace. God working through Celebrate Recovery has changed my life. He has shown me that by trusting in Him, there is nothing to fear. Matthew 6:34 says, "So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." Through the step study, I have found the root of my anxiety, and I'm happy to report that I haven't had a panic attack in over 8 months. That is not to say that I'm totally out of the woods yet, because I may never be, but I have the peace and hope that's why I keep coming back. Step 2 says, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. I have gained coping skills and assurance that I can make it through whatever this life has to bring through working these 12 steps and trusting that God is ever present and continually working in my life.